Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and really sexy people. Yay! It's Sunday and we're back again. It's another day that ends in Y, as Lanny says. But no, it's our day. It's our day. And oh, I'm so excited. I'm sure you saw the email that I sent out. Michael Shevick is going to be able to join us for the next webinar on the whole self. You know, it's like the hokey pokey, guys. You got to put your whole self in. And he just explains aligning with the universe and the whole self and how to integrate all that. It was just fascinating talking with him. So I know you don't know him, probably, but I know you trust me, and this is going to be a really fun, enlightening webinar. I can tell you one thing about integrating the whole self that they gave me to bring for you today. So our hearts and our minds, which means our thoughts, our soul, all have to be integrated and aligned for us to really be communicating with the universe. Now, we understand that. We know that our hearts and our thoughts, our feelings and our thoughts are electrical. They send out a signal. The universe matches that signal and sends it back. And our lives begin being created around that partnership. So the easiest answer is, if you want to be aligned, always go back to love. And I know you hear it, and I know you hear me say it all the time, and I know the channel just stresses it and enlightens it, and yet how many of us are consciously taking ourselves back to love all the time? I mean, you know, guys, they've proven that the cells in your body, your actual DNA, gets better and healthier when you feel love and joy a part of that. But the interesting thing they gave me about the soul is the biggest way that we align our soul with the universe is to value ourselves, to value who we are, to value what we give. And the best way we can value ourselves is knowing that we're God, knowing that we are all thought and all possibility. And so we have all of that available to us to create with, and therefore our soul knows its purpose of creation. So anyway, I'm just really excited to see how all this comes together. Every time I talk to Michael, it's like, oh dear God, I've got to go, but I don't want to go. And you're going to love his book, Soul Lessons from the Wizard of Oz. He just said it in a way that it's so easy to get. So anyway, I hope you join us for the next webinar. That is, when are we doing it? The 19th. Yeah. And I want to thank all of you for all your stories for the book that have been sent in. I so appreciate you taking the time to do that. And I'm on chapter 3, guys. I'm going to finish chapter 3 today. So, woohoo! You know, and what's interesting is it's not in the form of the book I thought I wanted to write, and it's including everything I wanted to include in the book I wanted to write. So, you know, those of you that want to write a book, just sit down and start writing. Make sure you bring your channel in, your guides, whatever term you use, because you don't have to do it by yourself. Highest statement for the zero point, actually, you can use one of the two. I am the zero point of health and wellness through divine love, or I am the zero point of divine love, because in divine love, all health and wellness exists, right? Nothing negative or less than can exist in the state of divine love. Well, there's something else coming in now. I'm going to a core belief. Ooh, I wonder what this is. This sheet here, 25, 26. 27. When I come alive again, I am sick. All right, let's all just come together and tell our brains that's an old belief. That's an old fear. We're not, certainly can't align ourselves with the universe with that one. So we are coming forward to say and claim and demand, when I come alive again, I am health and wellness and divine love. And so it is, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. So it is. Wow. Yeah. Because if we had that underlying belief there, the more we expanded and came alive, we would have to create some kind of sickness somewhere. And I think we've got enough of that, don't you? All right, I'm going to the calls. I told the channel I wanted to take more calls. So if you want to talk, press 1 now. If you've already pressed it, don't press it again. I'll lose you. Phyllis, you're up. Hi, honey.
Hey, Dee. Hey, I wanted to bring in a song that came through when I was looking at my protest photos. And I was thinking of doing like a slideshow or something. It was a Blame It on the Boogie, which I hadn't heard in years, and I forgot was Jackson 5. But when you said integration, it's like, yes. And what my channel got was, you know, there's this word all through the song, blame, blame, blame. I'm like, well, that's old consciousness. And it's blaming because, you know, my baby left me, right, because she wants to dance and I don't have any boogie. And then, but as I look deeper into the song and the lyrics, it's like there's a point where it says, oh, my life changed because I saw the lightning leave me, the fire within me, all right, the female can't take her eyes off me, blah, blah, blah. And then finally at the end, it's like, you know, blame it on yourself. It ain't nobody's fault but yours, dancing all night long. So it was just kind of interesting because I was trying to figure out why am I keep hearing that song? I keep hearing it, but it's really, you know, what our work is about. You know, you're responsible.
Well,
this is a dance.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I say to all the protesters, make sure that you are in alignment with what you want, that you're not going out in anger to protest, because that's not going to get you what you want. I mean, we pretty much had it right in the 60s, guys. we were, and I'm, this is through the channel, all about love and peace and harmony and living together, which again is the root word, Latin word for COVID is live together. That just blew my mind when Michael told me that. So, yeah, Phyllis, you're right on. It's really a statement about our work and taking responsibility for our own alignment, you know, instead of defining ourselves through other people or what other people say about us or think about us or whatever.
Yeah, you know, since you said that about love, that's what I keep going to these certain ones, because these guys, these young black men just kind of stepped up to the plate, and they bring music, they bring food for people, and they always use, there'll be some maybe stuff going on with the white supremacists, but then they always wrap it up at the end, you know, we're here for love, we're here for everybody, really. We're here for, you know, the Indians, the Hispanics, Mexicans, you know, people that feel oppressed.
Yeah.
And then I'm seeing, you know, there's two things I've gone to where the activist group, the Indians or natives, mostly women, and they're just angry. I mean, it's just anger, anger, anger.
Yeah.
I had someone come up to me and say, that's rude. You just took a picture, because everybody's staging all these events. It's Mexico. And I said, well, I didn't know, you know, it's a street. I didn't know. You can tell me. And I went and apologized to the one with the stage. I said, sorry. And she said, oh, that's fine. And then the next day, the Mexicans, the Aztecas were out there staging. There was like, yeah, like what? Of course you can photograph us. So I was like, okay, whatever. You know.
Well, so that one person represented not being in alignment with really what everything was about.
Yeah, and, you know, seeing me, you know, white, I represent, you know, the enemy.
Well,
to them.
And the channel saying, you know, I think your words were, they're out there representing everybody, blacks, whites, or blacks, Hispanics,
yeah.
You know, all people of color. But the Caucasian race wins just as much if they participate in love. You see,
right.
That's the whole thing, guys. There's no separation. We're looking at skin colors and genders, sexual genders, and all that to put people into cubbyholes, when if you dropped all the skins, we're all one energy. And that's, we've got to work for all energy everywhere. And then everybody wins.
Yeah, I'm really seeing that, but I don't really, you know, I'm kind of aware of what goes on with the natives here, and I've been on the reservations where it's just, in Arizona especially, the poverty is just unbelievable. So they're kind of coming from a place where they have a story.
We all have a story, Phyllis.
Yeah, yeah.
Every one of us has a story. And again, if we keep telling our story, we keep living our story. So,
yeah.
So it goes both ways. And the channel has explained it really well. How I see myself, how I see the world, how I see the world seeing me. Well, if I see myself as someone who can only live in poverty, and I see myself as someone poor, and I see myself victimized, that story can't change exponentially until I change it within myself.
Right.
So the first place we have to align is within ourselves. All right,
yeah,
got to move on.
Sorry.
Thank you for that. That was a great discussion,
okay.
Phyllis. Thanks.
Okay, Steve.
Okay, Andrew, you're on.
Hello, Dee. Great to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed the session I had with you about the little child. And the question I didn't ask and I think might appeal to everyone is about getting, you know, when we're in our heads a lot and going into our heart, what, you know, what can help us go from the heads like really quickly to go into our heart, because, you know, there are times in both when I am doing my acting work and in everyday life where I am thinking too much.
Oh, all of us, Andrew, all of us. So that's a really easy answer. Do you have a love place?
Yes. Is that the love place that we talked about?
Yep. If you go to your love place and move into love, you can't be in your head. You can't be afraid. Your brain can only hold one focus at a time. Another really easy way, Andrew, is just start laughing. For no reason, start laughing. Because
laughter is the best medicine.
Well, and you don't need a reason. Everybody says, yeah, well, there's nothing to laugh about these days. Well, sure there is. And you know what? You don't need a reason to laugh other than the fact that you just want to take yourself into that joyful love place, because you know that's what's going to create for you. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So, in other words, Andrew, it's just a choice. Don't think anybody or anything is needed to get you there or keeping you from going there other than yourself.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with, you know, the little person, your little self. It's more to do with just going to a place of love then.
That's true. I mean, there could be a million reasons that your little child, like if you were abandoned, doesn't trust going to love. But you don't need to spend time digging all that up. Just go to love and let them see how safe you are when you take both of you there.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay? Yep, you bet. Good question. Yep. Thank you. Very good question. All right, Maria. Tell me some positives.
I'm working on it.
Well, you're here. You're alive. You're talking to us.
Yeah.
Those are all positives.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to look very far for the positives in your life, guys. All right. What can we help you with today?
There. I'm trying to figure out what was going on. Yesterday, I was super unproductive. I was just stressed and seemed to get myself out of it. All I did was be on the internet all day just to try and switch my brain to get me something
well,
to laugh
about. Well, that ain't good. Yeah, that ain't going to do it. Getting on the internet and looking at all the BS that's on the internet is not going to get you to the state that you just said you wanted to be at. So
no, I look at, like, happy videos or, like, funny things.
Oh,
just,
I
like,
see.
On Facebook or YouTube. Yeah, and I could have left. I could have not wasted the whole day, but I just felt like a no, and it was just, like, trigger, and then just I had moved
stuff
to start packing.
Maria, and I hear from you all the time how much judgment you're in about yourself. So why do you think you should or could be happy with yourself when you're judging yourself all the time? I can't do this and I can't do that and I can't get them to do this. And, you know, it's a circular, vicious game that you're playing with yourself. And you're just not going to get what you want, baby, till you really get that none of that old stuff works. None of the old stuff works, people. Boy, I wish I could get all of you. That's what the zero point is all about. At the zero point, you don't have any story. So let me just check when I say there's something chemical creating this. hold on, are we both balanced? We both want the highest answer and are getting the highest answer. Anybody switched? There's something chemical that's keeping you? No. There's old stories that are keeping you in this place of wanting to go back and kind of be a victim in your life. Is there anything physical, mental, emotional? It's literally, Maria, how you have defined yourself in this world and how you've defined the world. So the more when you feel like that, you go, okay, good. Everything that's creating me, every thought that's creating me feeling this way, I want to know who you are. Come forward and let me know what's going on, because I'm not doing this anymore. I am seeing myself as a person who is loved and respected and honored, and the universe brings her what she wants. I'm seeing a world out there where all things are possible for me. And I'm seeing the world looking at me and going, she deserves to be respected and honored and loved in every way. Bring those things together and your life has to change, sweetheart. And I'm talking to all of you. All of you. If you break it down into those three things, you will see where you're not in alignment with yourself, with your God self. There's nothing else, baby. I'm not getting anything else, Maria. So really, and like I told Andrew, start laughing. Just start laughing. You know, another one is when that exercise we do where you stomp your feet and you shake your hands like a little kid having a tantrum and you go, I'm so happy, I'm happy, I'm so happy, I'm happy, I'm so happy, I'm happy. Cannot not laugh. I've never, ever had a person do that exercise and not let go and laugh. But you got to choose to do it. And it's funny, the channel is saying you chose to look at the funny things on the internet, but you also chose not to let them make you feel better. So allow the world and the universe of you, Maria, to open up and let go. Okay? All right, sweetheart, you can do this. Call me. I know you think you are, and they're trying to give you the little places to keep tweaking so that you actually have the experience you want. Okay? Okay. All right, baby. Thank you. All right, we're going to Miss Emily in California.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, honey.
Oh, my goodness. How beautiful the way at the beginning of the show, it's just all about coming back to love again and again and again and again.
Yeah.
And I would love to know, I go to my love place all day long, all day long. And it feels so good. And things are breaking open so powerfully in my life. And I just would love to know, is there anything more to bring into alignment around that going to love for me?
Just keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
And also, guys, don't be afraid to ask for what you need. I had a client that I worked with back east, and they'd lost power from the storm. And it was this, they were into the second day, and she said, all right, I want the power to come back on. And 2 hours later, she realized she hadn't said I want the power to come back on by midnight. So she said, I'm demanding that the power come back on by midnight at 12:15.
Wow.
My daughter just had an amazing, you know, I took a road trip with her at the last minute to Sedona, and we secluded in this house and just had a beautiful week together talking and writing. But she was sending out something over the internet to help her book. And she had worked very hard to put this together. And she put it out and got something like 15 views. And I said, something's not in alignment, Gabrielle. Whomever stuff is blowing up, love that they're getting what they want. Be specific. How many people do you want to see this? You know? And she said, okay, I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to do all that before I go to sleep. She woke up the next morning. It had gotten 2 million views.
Oh my goodness.
Now it's up to 5 million views.
Wow.
So she looked at me and she said, yeah, I know, Mom, the work works. The work works. You know, so good for you that you're doing it, and good for you that you're seeing, you know, the outcome of when you really just hold yourself in the state of love. I'm with you, Emily. Here we are in a pandemic, and so far I haven't had to take anything out of my savings or anything because it just keeps being created.
Yeah.
You know? But it took me a year working with money and loving money and getting on top of all the old stories that my family told me about money, that God didn't love me if I had too much money and all that BS that we're given, you know, and I just kept doing the work. And now I easily slide into that place. Don't you find that it's just easy to slide into it now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So simple. So easy. It feels so good.
Yeah.
So, and I have a quick follow-up. So is there anything I need to bring into alignment around asking for and delivering to myself everything I want?
Yes. I'm going right to your mom. What did your mom tell you about getting everything you want? They already answered. Go ahead. You answer it, and then I'll tell you what they told me.
She said, I feel like her message was, you can't really get anything you want.
Yeah, well, you sure as hell can't have everything you want. I mean, there's even songs about that, right?
Yeah.
That they've written. That's been passed down through the ages to us. So, when I say there's anything else, I get a no. So just love into the fact that you can have everything you want.
Okay.
Having everything we want means we just have that much more to share with everybody else, guys.
Beautiful.
You know, I think what excites me when I think about winning the lottery is everything I could do for my family, all my family, and where the charities that I love the most, where I could help. And, you know, that's where you have to take yourself, guys, instead of going back consciously or subconsciously and hearing those old stories. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Emily.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you too. I just hear the joy in her voice. Hey, Lena, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I don't even know what to ask.
Well, you must have known you raised your hand.
Yeah. You know, long story short, I had been working at Home Depot, and I thought, well, I want to make some more money, and then I decided to
right off the bat, the channel is saying you just don't want to work. And it goes to a big yes, sweetheart. So now we're going to a core belief to get you some insight about why you don't want to work. Here, 1, 2, 5, 6. No matter what I do, it's not going to work, so I might as well give up on everything. And you live out that belief by creating circumstances where you don't get what you want because you believe no matter what I do, it's not going to work anyway.
So does this go back to me getting fired from the zoo then? Because I love working there.
Lena, it goes back to when you were a very little girl and put together this belief. So, guys, remember, as you believe, it's delivered to you. Just everybody, do yourself a favor and be objective and sit down and go, okay, these are the areas I feel stuck in. What did Mom and Dad or the grandparents teach me about having everything I want? What was I taught way back before 0 to 8 years old? What was I taught about people loving and respecting me? What was I taught about holding down a job that I love consistently and taking care of myself? What was I taught about loving myself? You're going to get a lot of insights if you take the time to do that, guys. You're going to get a lot of ahas. Because if you can shift this, Lena, this is a big one for you, they're saying.
Okay.
The positive of that is no matter what I do, everything works and I follow through. You got it? No matter what
I do,
everything works and I follow through. All right, baby. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, Lynn, what's up? Whoop, let me get
you
on.
Morning.
There you are. Good morning.
So I want to know, it might have been answered with the when I come alive again, I am sick from the beginning. But when I test that on me, I still am holding that.
Well, no, but there's something else.
Okay.
When I come alive again, I am, oh my God. All right. Well, this is interesting. When I come alive again, I am stuck.
Oh.
Getting my big yes. Well,
that's
now,
so
guys,
right.
You know, I think we all can relate to that. Most people in the world can go so far and then when they surpass where they think they could go, and that's where you're at right now, Lynn, because you're seeing a lot of positive things showing up, right?
Yes.
According to your letter. And again, guys, thank you for all the stories that you've written for the book. I so appreciate them. So when I come alive again, the highest opposite of stuck is free. So let's all
right.
claim that, because this is for all of us, guys. I work with this in one way or another in almost every private I do. So we are coming together to demand and claim that when I come alive again, I am free and I soar. I am free and I soar, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. Don't be afraid of your total power.
Mm. Beautiful. Thank
yep.
you.
Hold on. Is there anything else? Nope. Wow. Thanks for bringing it. Boy, you guys are bringing in some good stuff today. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Whoops. Boy, the switchboard is wonky. Lee in California. Hi, baby cakes.
Good, beautiful day, Dee Wallace. Okay.
Thank you.
So, so lessons from the Wizard of Oz. That's really exciting. I'm going to look it up. So Stephen made me laugh uproariously when he took my call to put me in your queue. And he, because of his spices, he says he's a shameless spice pimp now. He plugs no matter what.
Yeah, and his business is doing so great. It's it's just really exciting.
It's really exciting. And then he had this absolutely beautiful quote, love has no expiration date.
Oh, that's great. Oh, Stephen, I like
great?
It. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so yesterday I gave my little girl a play date. And
goody.
Everything that could go wrong did go wrong, except it didn't. It was so perfect because it just
I love the perspective. I love it.
Because it just removed so many silly ways. And what I came to find out that it, for me, and I just let me know if this is right, it's not how I see myself, it's how I talk to myself and how I talk to the world and how I listen or don't listen.
Yes, that's
because
all your perspective.
Right? And I don't know if I owe you an apology for being a spineless wimp all these years.
What?
I just want to thank you.
Okay, well, let's
everything.
Just stop right there, Lee. Let's
okay.
just stop right there. Because, you see, that comment was never in my consciousness. But it was in your consciousness. About how I might look at you and see you. And that's a perfect example of what we're talking about. Can
yep.
you see all the worldly looking at you like I do, with love and respect? I see somebody that goes out and creates her dreams and takes action around the things she wants, you know, and all those things yesterday that happened on the play date, they were just to show you those deep subconscious beliefs that just having a great play date day and doing what you wanted, you had to pay for it somehow. And you don't, baby.
The price
okay.
of freedom. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yep.
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 Make sure you
yep.
balance okay. that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Love you, honey. Well, that was great. I'm telling you, you guys are just, you're hot today. All right. Gina in California. What's up? Hi, baby.
Oh, it's so good to be on this call. All right, so there's a place that I feel I'm stuck, and it's around my story about my family not supporting me.
Uh-huh.
And my mom's been gone just under 6 weeks, and there's some family property we have to resolve. And it's they've always felt like kind of the undertow of my life, like I don't get – my story is I don't get support. And that even they're out to get me. Like, it's that bad.
Yeah,
and,
well, I turn that around.
There's tons of evidence.
Well, but there's, honey.
Yeah, I know. I know. So that's why I'm taught. That's why I wanted. That's why I wanted.
Okay, you're going to, look, this is how it works again.
Yeah.
We create a belief.
Yeah.
We believe it's true, and we create the reality of our lives around that belief.
Yeah.
So let's see when this belief that your family's out to get you and, well, dear God.
My sister. It's a sister. It's a sister specific.
Well, it happened in the womb.
Oh.
So is she an older sister or younger
yes.
sister?
Yes. Yes. And I think my birth was very traumatic for her.
Yeah.
She's an older sister, 4 years older. Yeah.
It was. And she didn't want to. She wanted to be the center, and that's
yes.
what's driving her. It's
right.
not really about you, but it kind of is because you take the center of attention away from her.
Right.
Okay. So, however, we always go back to us. And your work right now, your job, if you choose to accept it. God, what
I do.
Was,
I choose it.
What
choose
was
it.
That show that started that way? We used to watch it every week. Anyway, I digress. Your job right now is to shift you. Are you ready? Willing, yeah. See, it drops out on able to see her as somebody that supports you.
Yeah.
So you've got to play in your imagination around that. Let's say that's a script and the producer says, you know, I really like this script, but you got to rewrite this part. I want her a lot more positive in this part. I want her seeing her sister as somebody who's really on her side and they're both working together. Rewrite your script, Gina. If you want a different outcome, you got to rewrite the belief. And that's just a choice. So, will your ego allow you to give up the fact that she's been having it out for you all ever since you were born? She didn't mean to, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
It got really bad when my mom was at the end. It's been bad for like, it's been really bad for 10 or 15 years. I
well,
think.
And
but
so
it was always
what is,
there.
What do we go back to bring ourselves into alignment?
Oh, our love place.
Yes. Look, I know at first it's a little challenging. I'm working with two people now that I'm really consciously sending love to because I feel like they hurt me. They were out from, you know, and I keep holding
yeah.
on to that. And that keeps me from getting some of the parts I want to get. That
yeah,
fear that
right.
I'm going to run into that again. Well, no, that's not what I want. And what you want isn't, I'm going to get what I want at the expense of my sister. That's not going to get you what you want either. Just go back to
right.
love and send her as much love as you can. And again, everybody, I'm telling you, you can talk to people's energy. Talk to her. Tell her you love her. Tell her you're sorry, you know, that you want all of this to just be done with because you want to move back into love. Her energy will hear you. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, you bet. And you know what, guys? When we talk to other people's energy, it's so great for us also because it gets us in alignment around what we want. What's up, Kirk?
Oh, wow. What a call.
I know. You did a great call at it.
I was thinking while the calls and questions were coming in, which, of course, everyone applied and everything fell into place, I was thinking about the older reference of going into a restaurant and ordering exactly what you want. And that if it gets very specific, it may take a little bit longer, but it's coming, and trust that it's coming. And the loving of oneself, as per something you shared with me a couple weeks ago, that was very, very poignant and felt like a little bit of a challenge at first, which I had a situation come up at a job that was less than harmonious. And you said, the channel said pointedly, I had to love myself and concentrate on loving myself more. And it's like not even opening the menu or opening the jar to take the sauce out if we don't do step one.
Yep. Right.
You can have all, you can have all the ingredients, but that step one of opening the jar. And during the week, it was surprisingly more challenging for me to stay on target of loving myself. And there was so many of us light workers love to help other people. And
yep,
there were so many things I wanted to do, something nice for my best friend, something nice for you as a thank you. And the words that you share are so on target. And I said, no, Kirk, you've got to do this for you. All that impulse to share all that love needs to be focused back inward right now. That was, and I opened the jar, and it seems like the situation, we're just waiting for a final call, but everything and everyone is happy and everything is good. And most importantly, I was able to sit through the discussions knowing that I had my back the way I would have my best friend's back.
Yeah, you bet, sweetheart. And you're not waiting for anything, Kirk. You already know.
Yeah. And I
just stay in your knowing.
Yeah. And composing stories for, you know, to share with you in your book. And I think about when we first met, the sheets that we had and the process. I tell you, everyone in the community, when you call with a question and she gives you an answer and we do a shift now, some of those processes took 3 weeks to 3 months. And if you did more than a certain percentage on a given day, because so many of us felt like we could handle more, everything from, I knew some people who developed hives, some people who got depressed, some people who developed physical ailments because we were pushing too far. And even back then, your drive with your acting classes was, you said, we're practicing this, we're refining it, we're working on making it simpler. And I'm telling you, it's just amazing that we're at a point where we can be truthful with ourselves, ask a question, and if we don't know the answer, explore what we're holding back and to make those shifts. But if she gives you a suggestion, if the channel shares with you, do this, you got to open the jar before you can make the recipe, before you can share that dinner.
That's a great analogy, sweetheart. I love you, Kirk, and I love to hear that joyful emotion in your voice. Thanks. Because I can feel the experience of self-love. I can feel it. I can feel the experience. It's lovely that you called in to share that. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you. Love everybody.
We love you too. I think we have a new caller, Miss Pauline. Hi, welcome.
Hello. Wow, I'm so fortunate to have been chosen. I guess I'm meant to have this
contact with you.
You created it, baby. You created it. What question can I ask?
I'm not quite sure because I rarely ever catch your show. So I do know about you, but I love how you are in Hollywood, but I did not know how no-nonsense you were. I've heard you talk every once in a while. I didn't know how to call in, and finally I put it all together, figured out how to do that, and so I figured, let me call, it's time. The shift that just happened, maybe that's what I really want to ask. What is blocking me to really go full force? I heard what you said to everybody. I know a lot of the things you share, even if it's personal, it's for everyone. So I'm assuming that I need to ask this question for all of us.
Okay, so let's put it in the positive, Pauline.
Okay.
What is the one thing that I can get into alignment that will catapult me into the creation of what I want? Is that a good question?
Yes, that's a good question.
Okay. And they're going to hammer this until we get it. You need to love yourself more. Now, I want to go to your mom when you were a little girl. What message did you get from your mom about it was okay to really, really love yourself and think you were special and awesome?
She didn't love me at all. She pushed me away. I mean, I had to figure out a way to be loved, and my father sort of loved me, but at a distance as well. So I just hung around, tried to be the best girl I knew how to be, and still I never got that. And I did that with men, and I finally learned to stop looking for it outside of myself. And I did start over 10 years now working on me and loving me, and I am loving being alone. Even in this crazy crisis, I love being alone. I'm so used to being isolated. It doesn't bother me one bit.
Okay.
But I want to have my twin flame come in, but they're going through their own stuff, and I don't want to be trying to resolve other people's
Hold on. See, that's where you fall out. How are you going to bring somebody in?
Yeah, I know.
If you think all of them are self-centered and not available to you. And
they're supposed to be self-centered, but the problem is they're used to giving, and then they project on me that I'm taking from them because their past experience has shown them that, but they're projecting that stuff on me, which is not true.
Okay, so Pauline, do you understand that? So in other words, let's get really clear.
Okay.
What do you think about them? What are they going to do to you if you find a relationship?
Probably they're thinking that I would probably be the same person I was. I'd be leaning on them, that I'm not complete within myself, and that's not where I want to come from.
Okay, and yet that's what your little girl learned. When she was little, she said, I have to keep my distance, and I can't connect. None of my first two gods, my mom and dad, are connecting with me. So that must be the way it is. So you keep, you have twice the channel saying, attracted somebody who can't connect with you. And you can't connect with them because you think that's what love is. And if we take that even further, guys, we have to connect with ourselves.
Right.
But if you have a belief that love means a lack of connection, and that's the highest insight that the channel is giving me, that you have a belief that love means a lack of connection.
Wow.
And that's what your little girl rightfully put together. So you want to sit down and work with your little girl and go, look, I know that where you got that. I know why you created this belief, but it's not true. It's not a true belief. So,
wow, that's really opening up my heart. I'm feeling such pain coming from my heart when you're telling me this. I really thank you for this great revealing that I need to work with. Thank you so much.
Yeah, just love yourself and get up every morning, Pauline, and say, today I love me and I totally connect with me and the love I have for me.
And don't worry about anybody else giving it to me, because I have to give it all myself. And now eventually that'll happen, but I don't care if it happens or doesn't happen.
When you shift you, all energy around you has to shift. But you have to be open to seeing a world that will connect with you, sweetheart.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I love you.
Oh, I love you too. Welcome to this fabulous community. Oh my gosh, you guys. What a show. What an amazing show. Unbelievable. All right. So our next webinar is August 19th. You are so going to love this guy. Maybe I'll see if he can come on for 10 or 15 minutes next week and talk to us. And I am the zero point of health and wellness through divine love, or I am the zero point of divine love. And as far as our soul goes, we have to value ourselves by knowing that we are all thought and all possibility. All right, say it with me. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.